Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's a week of coaching turnover in the NFL. Black Monday earlier this week. Still some decisions being made yesterday, including the Baltimore Ravens releasing John Harbaugh. After six division titles and a Super Bowl, they decided it's time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Were you surprised?
I mean, yeah, anytime a coach has been there that long, 18 years, it'd be the same. And it's kind of funny because if that kick for the Ravens goes through, is John Harbaugh still in Baltimore and is Mike Tomlin out at Pittsburgh?
Sure, it feels possible, yeah.
So that, I mean, that's kind of where you're at. And who knows what happens with Tomlin, and you know, if they lose again in the first round, it could still be one of those situations. But I was a little bit surprised simply because he is such a good coach and has been for a while, but at different landing spots, right? You can just get stagnant.
Let me ask it this way. If they had to pick between Lamar and John Harbaugh, did they make the right choice?
How old is John?
Like John is in his early 60s, 62,
yeah,
I think.
So like how much longer is he going to coach? 5-7 more years?
He's 63.
Okay, so let's just say he coaches 7 more years.
Okay.
Is Lamar going to play 7 more years?
Well, so Lamar, it's kind of the same. Lamar is, yeah, I think 29 or 30, and as a mobile QB, I don't know if you get to the back end of your 30s playing this way.
Yeah, I mean, so that again, that's
so
the
that's
question.
Why
yeah,
it was
it's a great question.
And,
yeah,
and they made the decision we're going to go with the quarterback. And look, John's going to get a job this offseason.
Yeah.
Right? Now, my question to you is where? Because I've already seen the report that the Giants are going to heavily pursue him. The Raiders would be fascinating. They got the number one pick, and he'd play his brother twice a year.
I think another one for – he's a guy you're going to bring in to try and stabilize a franchise. Mm-hmm. And the Giants would be a great landing spot. It needs to be stabilized. I also think another one that would be very interesting, how John handled this with class, right? Hey, you know – great time here, blah, blah, blah. Thought maybe it would end different, all that stuff. But he wasn't publicly spiteful. The spiteful hire would be to go to Cleveland in division.
Or an organization. If Pittsburgh fired Tomlin.
Right. Is there a chance that they just switched positions? But, I mean, that would be one where he would look at, when I left Washington, I wanted to go to a team that was going to play Washington. Just so happened to be it was Detroit. Is he going to be that guy that says, I want to go, I can really make a difference in Cleveland, but I also get a chance to play the Ravens twice a year?
Yeah, and he has experience handling players who have fetishes with massages if he goes to Cleveland.
This is true.
From Tucker
Very
to Watson.
True. Yes.
All right, all kidding aside, I think this is a game changer availability.
Yes.
And I believe there's a very good chance, and this happens a lot, but not with his availability, that a job comes open that maybe you didn't think was going to come open.
This is interesting. Okay.
Watch out for Cincinnati. Always been accused of a conservative, cheap franchise, but to bring him in division with Joe Burrow, keep an eye on that.
So, yes, but you said one of the key words there, cheap franchise, because it would cost him a lot. And I'm not sure what is left on Zach Taylor's contract, but I think that's one of the reasons he's still there. I want to say, like, he's still due, like, $45 million.
You're going to change your brand and you're going to change your image ever? They have got to hear.
I hear
what they're
saying.
Accused of.
Or are you looking at a franchise? And again, I'm not going to necessarily pull out a name, but a team that maybe is still playing. I will throw it in. Buffalo.
Yep.
If they underperform, would they be an organization that said, you know what, we were going to stay with our coach, but because John Harbaugh is available, now those negotiations have to go on behind the scenes, and you know, before you fire, you got to know you got your next guy. It could be a situation like that.
I think if we looked at a lot of lists before the season of the best head coaches in the NFL, where would John Harbaugh have been? Top 5 or 6?
Yes.
Yeah, 10 for sure.
Okay, definitely top 10, and he's available. So we may see some unprecedented moves from other teams. What's the best job? Flip the script. You're John Harbaugh. What's the job that's currently available that you want / the job that maybe isn't available that you'd be eyeing? Like, how attractive are the teams that we've mentioned right now?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, Buffalo or Cincinnati would be very attractive because they've got the quarterback.
Buffalo would be number one.
Another one that wouldn't be attractive, but if they just throw the bank at them, back up the Brinks truck, Tennessee, young quarterback, similar style of play in Cam Ward. He's no Lamar Jackson by any means.
Wide open division. Now, again, there are concerns about ownership and how they botched Vrabel.
Sure.
But if they wanted to, like, learn their lesson and... grovel at the feet of John Harbaugh and say, come in here and fix everything, you're in control. Yeah.
If there's a franchise that just needs to hand the keys to somebody who has a ton of experience, that's it.
Right, but that's not necessarily appealing if I'm John. John should want to go somewhere that's got their stuff figured out.
I'll give you one more to watch. He sits out a season.
Hold on a second.
No.
I'm gonna write one down, and I'm going to see if we're on the same page.
This could be good.
Go ahead.
He sits out a season and goes to the Chiefs, and he worked under Andy Reid. And Andy Reid retires.
Is that who you wrote down?
No, it's not. but it's not far off.
Dallas.
I mean, hey, Jerry Jones, he's getting close to gotta win now, right? How many seasons does Jerry Jones have left? You've committed some funds to Dak Prescott. And you've got an offense that's a high-powered offense. Got to do something defensively.
That would be one of those root-for-radio landing spots because of...
But again, I think it opens up a lot of possibilities, like I just mentioned in terms of Buffalo. Buffalo is not really looking to change their coach until all of a sudden John Harbaugh is available. And I know that Dallas fired Eberflus yesterday. Would they be looking to move on from a coach that before the firing of Harbaugh, they were good with their coach?
So everything you said makes sense from the Dallas perspective. How in the world is this attractive for John Harbaugh to go out? This is his last job. Yeah, I know money, John.
Money.
If you want to win and you got Jerry there and all the distractions.
Okay, my favorite landing spot, not for John or for the team, but for the intrigue, is the Raiders.
Yeah.
Jim twice a year, number one pick, Tom Brady affiliated, little Michigan connection too. That's the most like intriguing from the outside, just kind of watching for the story. The Raiders, iconic franchise, needs some stability. Anyway, this is one of these like stop you in your tracks. He's going to alter this offseason. Tom called it a game changer. I agree with him.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.